Hello. You're listening to Exam, KBIA's look into education issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Katarina Sestarek. This week, if you're like us here at KBIA, you're coming down from the excitement of the 11th True-False Film Festival. So on this edition, we'll focus on documentary film and its presence in education and students' lives. Later in the show, True-False Education Coordinator Polina Malkin tells us how documentary film can benefit students and how she works to develop the next generation of filmmakers. But first, KBIA's Margot Henquinet has the story on KOMU-TV News Director Stacey Wolfel's new job. Last week, Wolfel was named the first director of the Missouri School of Journalism's brand new Jonathan Murray Documentary Journalism Center.
Dean of the Journalism School, Dean Mills, announced that Wolfel will begin his new position at the Murray Center in September. Wolfel says he sees his responsibility as injecting the hands-on Missouri method into the new documentary program.
We're going to develop a curriculum that gives people a hands-on approach to starting from scratch, figuring out what it is that they want to do with the documentary, and then taking that through to the end and have a finished product.
Wolfel says he will focus first on creating the documentary journalism program, including its curriculum and lab, and then move into teaching and lab operations. He says that he is excited about the new position, and that although he won't be in the role for 6 months, he has already started work and planning for it.
I'm up and running in all directions here to get this going. I'm excited to spend the rest of the spring and the summer putting things together even before I officially take on this title in September.
By the time he leaves to lead the documentary program, Wolfel will have been at KOMU for more than 28 years. He says he will miss the daily news approach and working with students as they develop. But, he says, he is looking forward to getting off the daily schedule and having days, weeks, or months to work with students on a single documentary. Margot Henquinet, KBIA News.
If you've ever experienced True-False, you'll know that even with 42,000 seats filled at more than 40 films, it all somehow runs like clockwork. KBIA's Jacob Jones tells us about one reason for this, the festival's student volunteers.
Since its debut in 2004, the True-False Film Festival has offered Columbia residents a unique opportunity to see the latest documentaries and meet the people who make them. It also gives students hands-on experience working for a film festival through volunteer work. And they're not just getting coffee. Volunteers deal with event planning, ticket sales, booking artists, video work, and more. Mark Johnson is the student media coordinator with Student Life, a department of the Missouri Students Association. He regularly helps at True-False and says the student support is a huge asset to the festival, which isn't always the case with events like these.
The staff and really the core team of True-False really like the student engagement. They, from the very beginning, wanted to get more involvement from students at Mizzou, from students at Columbia College, from students at Stevens. They're really trying not to have it just be like this, oh, we're the Columbia Festival and we're not engaged with the university and we don't want those college kids.
Mandy Shohaney is an MU student and the general manager at the campus television station MUTV. This is her third year volunteering for True-False. She says she values the experience, especially the interaction with the film's directors.
So what I did is I volunteered to help film the Q&As after the film. So the directors of the films would actually come and then people in the audience would be able to answer or ask some questions and then the director of the film would be able to answer it. So that was really cool being able to be in the audience and listen to the directors talk about how they made their film, which was really cool.
Jacob Jones, KBIA News.
Polina Malkin has been the Educational Outreach Coordinator for the True-False Film Festival for the past 3 years. Malkin's programs help expose students in Columbia to documentary film and filmmaking, both during the festival and throughout the year. I first asked her what she hopes this educational programming will accomplish.
I think the really larger goal is to inspire young people and to show them alternative ways of thinking and alternative ways of being and introduce them to people who are taking their creative ideas and taking their dreams and realizing them. And the filmmakers and the artists and the musicians who come here are doing that. You know, they're taking these huge risks and they're following their dreams and creating work despite all the odds. So I think that fits into the larger goal of True-False in terms of bringing new, fresh, and inspiring art and film and music to town. and reminding people about what's really important and what's beautiful and what's possible. There are a lot of other goals. I mean, we do want to train the next generation of filmmakers and engaged, informed citizens. We want students to have exposure to more than what's available in a small Midwestern town. We want them to see what a community effort looks like. True False would be nothing without every single small business and every single volunteer and, you know, all these people coming together locally. So a lot of what we do is to show students the wealth of their own community and the power of working together and collaborating. So those are sort of the lofty goals. The specific goals are we want students to, you know, make films and learn how to do that and tell their own stories. And we want students to be able to ask good questions and look at media critically and engage with adults in a, you know, interesting way and not be just used to the sort of teacher-student model.
With the programs that you're running and with the new documentary film program at the J School and all that, would you say that adding documentary filmmaking to more mainstream education is a larger trend?
I definitely think that there's been a huge trend to try to incorporate media and media making. It's not always documentary. I mean, computers and screens are everywhere, and I think we don't really know how to incorporate them into mainstream education yet. So I think documentary is one way that we can use the power of media to tell stories and to help students figure out ways that they can present their research and tell stories in a more engaging way. But yeah, I'm not sure. It's like a complicated moment in terms of, you know, what, it's not new, it's not just now, but, you know, it's been growing for the past, you know, 10 years, I'd say 10, 20 years. But right now it seems like at a critical point where we're trying to figure out, you know, do we want everyone on their smartphones and, you know, or do we say, no, you can't have that in the classroom? Or do, you know, so, yeah, I think documentary is one approach to thinking about media in the classroom. But I don't think I think there are a few places that have figured out a nice balance.
That's this week's exam. Podcasts of this and all other shows are available at kvia.org. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Thanks for listening.